Now, Josh Rodder is joining me now. There's been a big morning today at Caulfield. How are you, Josh? Or Sandown, rather?
Yeah, we're at Ladbrokes Park Sandown this morning. We had jump outs at Caulfield, Sean, but I was at Ladbrokes Park watching many of the Zipping Classic race day entrants going through their final paces on the course proper.
What a day this has been, and the Zipping Classic, what a wonderful old horse he was. Just amazing.
Oh, he's a magnificent horse. We actually went out to Living Legends only last week with one of his old trainers, Rob Hickmont, and spent some time with Zipping and his best mate, Efficient. These two are very, very good friends, best of mates, and they enjoy their life at Living Legends. And we'll be celebrating Zipping this Saturday at Ladbrokes Park Sandown. He'll be out there. We've got a clip-clop race day for our kids, young members of our club, and they'll be able to rub shoulders with the old champ Zipping. He won, of course, 4 Sandown Classics, and feed him a few carrots. So it'll be good to celebrate the old boy at Ladbrokes Park this Saturday.
Yeah, now, has Lloyd Williams got a nom this year? Because he normally wants to win that Zipping Classic, doesn't he?
No, surprisingly not. Often when we see a Melbourne Cup, you know, run at a pedestrian pace like we did this year, we do see some of these horses back up onto this program. But no signs of Lloyd's famous colours there on Saturday, so that'll be a bit disappointing. The norms do look a little light in the Zipping Classic. It's, you know, down as a Group 2, $300,000 weight for age race. We've got 14 nominations. Humidor and Southern France are probably the two the highlights of the race. Of course, Humidor on his best form weight for age, you think it'd be extremely hard to beat. And of course, Southern France, a very well regarded imported galloper that's joined the Mara and Eustace camp, has been a late nomination for the race. So they look the two headliners. Not huge in numbers, 14 noms. And the Sandown Cup is the 3,200-metre listed race. And Gallic Chieftain heads the weights there with 60 kilos, equal with Sound, who comes through the Melbourne Cup and hadn't had a lot of luck since arriving in Australia, and probably would appreciate the wide open spaces of Ladbrokes Park Sandown on Saturday. So they're the two main events, but no sign of Team Williams.
All right, now, galloping there this morning, I think the Tony and Calvin McAvoy team had a strong hand.
Yeah, they did. We had a heap of horses out there this morning, probably had 19 or 20 sets of gallops. All those gallops will be live on our website this afternoon, mrc.racing.com, and people can do their own form. But I thought some of the hired rated horses there, of course, from Calvin and Tony McAvoy, Haydock, stretched his legs out there this morning, Sean, and you know, he's a Group 1 winner in the Manicato last spring. He's had a trial for his return in the Kevin Heffernan Stakes at Weight for Age on Saturday. He's clearly the highest rated horse in that race, and he worked nicely home in 23.1 and looks to be back in good order, so expecting a big run from Haydock in the Kevin Heffernan Stakes on Saturday. Some other horses I thought would be worth watching out for. Travi, my friend, from the Rachel Frost stable at Mornington, really liked the way he's dipped home in 35.81 and tick over 22 his last 400. He's got some really good form around Rocks the Castle and horses like that. He's going to go around in the Sandown Stakes, Group 3, 1,500 metres. I'm expecting a big run from him, Travi, my friend, at a little bit of odds. I thought its work was really strong this morning. Another one from the John Sadler team that worked really well this morning was Super Hard. Now, Super Hard will run in the Doveton Stakes, which is a 1,000-metre listed race there at Sandown on Saturday. Some interesting owners, and I don't think Ricky Ponting owns a share in that horse, Super Hard. He goes like a bomb for her. She's won 2 or 4 first up, and I'm expecting a big run from him on Saturday. He was home in 22.9 and could have gone a lot faster. Love the way he stretched his legs there this morning at Sandown. That's Super Hard to go around in the Doveton Stakes. So for Travi, my friend, Haydock and Super Hard were probably the three to watch from this morning's gallops. But, you know, Richie Lamming had a couple out there, and, of course, Mara and Eustace were well represented. Two horses of theirs that look really, really talented but may not be ready for Saturday. A Heart of Passance, an unbeaten son of Passance de Lune, still learning the caper, Sean. Not sure we'll see him line up in the Sandown Giddies, but he's a horse destined for bigger things. And Maserati Bay, who's won 2 from 2 this time in, also still looks like he's learning the caper. They both worked really well home in 22.9, but whether the Sandown Giddies on Saturday is a step too far at this stage of their careers, we may see them later in the spring, maybe even at Ballarat on Saturday week.
He was a brilliant galloper, Puissance de Lune, and already, as you said, some of his Given a little bit of time, they're starting to fire, aren't they?
Yeah, I use a son of Chamadel, Basson Stallone, and of course Chamadel's had such a great influence at stud, and we're seeing that now with the progeny of Basson Stallone. Got to be a little bit patient, but there's definitely a motor inside these beautiful animals, the sons of Basson Stallone.
What was the key worker this morning, Josh? If I said, can you label one for, you know, for us to have a better
Saturday?
I want to
be on Superhard. I really think Superhard will be hard to beat on Saturday there in the Doveton. Resuming, fresh, the John Sadler stable is in quite good form at the moment. They've got a really good strike rate. This horse won 7 of 19. As I said, Ricky Ponting got a share in this one. When on his day, Superhard can really unleash with a mighty sprint. And on his work this morning, I think it'd be hard to beat in the Doveton on Saturday, Sean.
All right, terrific. Well, you got a big day coming up, and interesting with a couple of extras there. Southern France, he was one. They thought he would have gone a bit better in the Melbourne Cup, that horse, because he showed terrific staying form. I know one of the blokes is in him, and they were quietly confident.
Yeah, he had terrific form in Europe, but didn't have a lot of luck. Was caught wide, and may have just come a bit quick for him. The weight for age, 2,400 at Ladbrokes Park Sandown. If he can find his best form, he'd be extremely hard to beat. But it's a fantastic program, Sean. 10 races, all stakes races, and some really good highlights throughout the program. There's a really good, strong list of nominations for the Eclipse Stakes, the Group 3 event, of course, the Kevin Heffernan and the Sandown Stakes. And, the Sandown Guineas is not big on numbers, but, again, some really good quality. Looking forward to seeing Cavelmo again from the Chris Wallace stable. Got a lot of talent, that horse. So good stepping stone for many of our stars meeting. So really always a good punting card with so many set weights and weight for age races on the card.
All right, and Josh, just quickly, the race you ran in conjunction with the Everest, the sprint, probably the name of it, the week
Scalacci,
before the
Scalacci, yep. Scalacci, yes.
Yeah, yep, all the reaction to that was all good?
It was great. We were able to get some really good engagement with our members. Of course, one of our members was lucky enough to get a trip up there to Randwick and soak up the Everest race day. And, of course, went home with plenty of money in the bank after trekking, ran such a fantastic race. He was the right sort of horse for the race. He was a track record holder at Eagle Farm in the Stradbroke that year, and he was peaking at the right time. And great training effort by James Cummings and his team to get that horse to back up after 7 days, Melbourne to Sydney, and perform so well on the Everest. And we've seen that Everest form hold up so well with Nature Strip last Saturday at Flemington. So, no, it was great to be a part of it. And we look forward to doing something similar again.
Ah, terrific. Next year, see, lock it in, Eddie. Do it now.
Oh, I don't know. We might come up with something a little bit different, but definitely, you know, we thought it was a really good thing for us, the Melbourne Racing Club, our members, and, you know, and everyone involved.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Josh. Good to catch up. Thanks for the update.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Sean. Happy racing to all the listeners.
Thanks, Josh.